And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is a delight to be with you on this Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by my dear friend, medical herbalist and pharmacist, Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
And welcome back, the very lovely Elise Elliott.
Oh, hi, Jo. I'm thrilled to be back. Thank you.
It's a lovely thing to hear the two of you, and I say here because through the wonders of modern technology, I'm at home with a bit of a head cold, and I must say thank you to all the people at 3AW who hopped to it yesterday at very late notice and organised for me to be joining you remotely, keeping my germs at bay.
Well, there you go. Just don't spread them, Jo, and you've got a couple of people at home that can serve you the coffee and the Milo and all those things you need and the remote.
Well, don't you think this is a nice way of moving about the world? I think one of the good things to come out of COVID is now we think, well, why would I push through and spread my germs, whatever they are, colds and coughs, to the rest of the people in the world?
I agree. Don't I think say, soldier on has gone.
Soldier on has gone. And have you noticed this winter, very few people got colds?
I do a thing called, I've forgotten the name, but it's a weekly report, Jo. We've talked about it. A flu tracker, that's what it's called.
Oh, I love this.
Now, flu trackers compared to this year to last year, this time last year the flu virus was way up the top of the scale. This year we're floating along the bottom. We're the bottom feeders this year. So there is one good thing that's come out of all this, maybe.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. Now, Gerald and Elise, tell me, how quickly after you wake up do you reach for your phone?
Oh, Jo, I suffer from that terrible acronym FOMO, fear of missing out. I reach for my phone straight away because I want to know not only what my family and friends are doing, but what's happening in the news of the world. I'm a total news junkie. What's happened in the Northern Hemisphere overnight? I pick my phone up straight away. How about you, Gerald?
A little more romantic. The first thing I do is kiss Philippa.
Oh, you're good.
Oh,
brownie points there,
brownie
Gerald.
Points. Well, they're very, look, as Tom will tell you, it's very, and Dazzler, you've got to keep your brownie points level high. That's the first thing. No, I don't. We don't have phones in our bedroom. It's just something we don't do. I don't think the world will suffer because I don't know what's going on in the first 3 minutes.
Do you have an alarm clock then, an old-fashioned alarm clock?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
interesting. I never have a mobile phone near my head.
Mm. Well, it does mean then, Gerald, that you do not suffer from this new phobia, nomophobia, but perhaps you do, Elise, no mobile phone phobia. It's a thing. And apparently a new study has found that 1 in 2 Australians check their smartphones 3 minutes before bed and 3 minutes after waking up. This is you, Elise.
That's me.
I like to worry you too.
Smartphone addiction. An extreme fear of not having your phone or not being able to use it. So we're going to be speaking with one of the authors of this study, Dr. Lindsay McMillan from research organisation Main Street Insights, to find out what we can do to kick the habit. Elise, this might change your life.
Oh, no, I can't wait.
Won't change mine.
You can buy me a little alarm clock for Christmas, Gerald.
For your birthday, Elise.
For my birthday.
Yeah, okay.
We'll also chat with general practitioner Dr. Nick Carr and get a few tips on how we can keep our cholesterol levels in check this Christmas. There is some research that shows, although I know you're dubious about this, Gerald, shows the extra butter, cream and fats that go into Christmas cooking can raise people's cholesterol by up to 20%. Are you telling me from my duck fat potatoes?
Well,
duck fat potatoes.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not giving
don't,
up the duck
please
fat
don't
potatoes
no,
at Christmas.
Please don't change, Jo. It's only once, for heaven's sake.
Well, we'll be finding out all about that. And in our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at Wagner, glucosamine and chondroitin. Am I saying that correctly, Jo?
You've done very well, Jo. Chondroitin and glucosamine, particularly glucosamine, you know, it came on the market a long time ago. People were giving it to their Samoyed dogs for arthritic dog joints. And then someone said, I reckon if it works for dogs, it probably will work for humans. And away it went. It feeds the joint. It'll be a good discussion.
As always, give us a call on 131 873 with any questions to help you feel healthier or better today. Or maybe have you kicked your smartphone addiction? How did you do it? And by all means, give us a call on your smartphone. We're going to need you to do that. We wouldn't discourage you from that. 131 873. Next, what are the impacts of too much screen time in our day? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Stress can impact our ability to concentrate and recall memory. Thankfully, Thompson's new Ashwagandha Complex Day can help. Ashwagandha is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to help the body adapt to stress. In addition, the formula contains Bacopa, traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to improve memory and cognition. Thompson's Ashwagandha Complex Day is $18.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Christian Dior Fahrenheit 100ml for $109.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
Yes, you are with the House of Wellness, and we do love it when you give us a call with regard to your health. 131 873, do call or call us. Are you one of the 50% of Australians who check their smartphones in the last 3 minutes before bed and within the first 3 minutes of waking up? Elise, we're looking at you. That's according to new research from Main Street Insights. To tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Lindsay McMillan, co-founder of Main Street Insights, who actually did that study. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, all.
So, should we be worried about the fact that we are so addicted to our phones?
Very good question. The key word there, are we addicted? The very fact that our research indicated, as you said, that we wake up with our smartphones and we go to bed with our smartphones, indicates that we need to actually be careful that we don't overindulge in a good idea. There's no doubt that our smartphones have provided us with some good opportunities. This was part of our research as well. Many Australians said that smartphones have allowed them, particularly during COVID, to remain connected with people that they love.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, can you give us some tips on how we can perhaps get off our screens or put some parameters in place? I'm just asking for a friend, obviously.
Yes. It's funny about that, isn't it? We always ask for a friend for something like this. The truth is that we need to be very intentional. And the best advice that we could offer is leave it in another room. The fact is that if you were to analyse all the reasons why people want to stay on their smartphones, the essence of it is that people just feel that they want to know. They don't want to be left out, and they want to feel connected. Well, for the sake of a good night's sleep, we know that we should leave it in another room. Other people have said that when they go to friends' places, there's a basket at the front door where you leave your smartphone there.
Perfect.
People have also indicated solutions such as with children, for instance, and iPads, that you limit the amount of time that you allow your children to be on iPads. When they come home from school, for instance, after they've had a snack, maybe just allow them for 1 hour and then need to take it from them, because it's very tempting, if it's on the lounge or on the table, to pick it up again.
Lindsay, I read where the average millennial picks up their phone up to 150 times a day. And there's also a statistic that says that 40% of people have some kind of internet-based addiction. Now, can this get any worse?
I'm not sure I am qualified to actually say, can it get worse? I think we come back to the word addiction. Mm. We do have an epidemic of addiction to our smartphones. There is no doubt about that. Can it get worse? I think we can analyse that and say, yes, it possibly could. I recall that I was at a restaurant on one occasion and there was a couple sitting next to me. They had each had a smartphone on the left-hand side just next to their fork. Mm-hmm. And through almost the whole time that they were together, they were on their smartphones. So let's come back to the issue here at hand, is that our smartphones can become very functional We tap things, we do things with it, but the impact of that on our relationships can, I think, be quite significant. So a headline, I think, that's come out of our research is that smartphones and iPads and screens can become superficial,
yes,
artificial, and that they can, in fact, impact our relationships.
Yes.
Lindsay, more concerning is this notion that one in three of us think that the use of screens has actually led to an increase in the prevalence of bullying, which is concerned. So, first of all, do you agree with that? And secondly, how can we use this technology for good instead of evil?
That statistic that you quote, yes, came out of our research. How can we use smartphones to limit bullying online, particularly for children? I think the important point here is that, again, parents need to step up and be aware of what children are looking at. A good advice is that every time any use of screens should be in view of a parent rather than go to rooms. Bullying is incessantly dangerous. The reason for that is that the people who conduct bullying do it thinking that they're anonymous, and often they are, and the impact can be severe, as we all know. So it's a matter of be aware of what your children are watching, who they're connected with. Only have screens in a room where you are as a parent, and allow and minimise time that children are on screens. And also talk about it. There are some apps that can be available that may be helpful that parents just need to be aware of. But I think, again, parents need to be very intentional about their interests here.
Lindsay, it is absolutely fair warning, and I know as parents we are certainly very concerned about that element of smartphone usage. Is this mainly teenagers stepping away from the bullying side of things, but this constant use of smartphone, is it mainly teenagers or do you see it in the older generations?
Oh, no, it's fairly universal now. I think we've all become aware that there is high value in having a smartphone. I don't think that our research didn't actually indicate that any particular generation was more involved than any other generation.
Well, there's fair warning for all of us, I think. Going into summer, shall we all just look up and enjoy our surrounds a little more? Wouldn't that be a nice challenge for us?
Mm, be great.
I think so. I think that, again, looking down limits opportunities, looking up and out and going out and taking advantage of summer, I think has value for everybody. And along with, again, coming back to the power of family and relationships.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lindsay McMillan from Main Street Insights. We do love you to give us a call. If it does involve a smartphone, we apologise. 131 873. Maybe you have ditched a smartphone addiction. We'd love to hear from you. Or any concerns for your health. Good morning, Nola.
Good morning.
Morning, Nola. How can we help?
Yes, I was just wondering, what can I take for arthritis that is compatible with blood pressure medication, please?
There's a whole range
of things.
It's
in my neck,
Nola.
And back,
yep.
And it's really bad.
Okay, now later on we're going to be talking about something very important and relevant for you, which is called glucosamine. The herb, so stay with us and we'll talk about that soon. The other most important herb in your case is turmeric. Now, turmeric copies a lot of the pathways that things like Voltaren and other things do, but unlike Voltaren and others, it does not affect your blood pressure. So speak to your pharmacist or your health food store about some high quality extract of turmeric, preferably one that you only need to take once a day, and then you don't actually need to take it often across the day. But please stay with us and we will be discussing glucosamine and what it does for the health of every joint.
All the best with that, Noel, and do keep your calls coming, 131 873. Next, a new directive from the World Health Organization that is relevant to all of us. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can't fall asleep? Try GoCarva. Feeling stressed? Try GoCarva. Go Healthy's GoCarva 4200 one a day is the supplement traditionally used in Pacific Islander medicine to help soothe and calm nerves, aid mind relaxation and induce sleep. For the best price on Go Healthy's GoCarva 4200 one a day, go to Chemist Warehouse. This medicine may not be right for you. Read the label before purchase. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Christian Dior Fahrenheit 100ml for $109.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We do love it when you give us a call, 131-873. If you have any questions to support your health today. Hi there, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Terry. How can we help?
Hello, Gerard. A couple of weeks ago, Gerard, somebody rang in asking about leg pains,
yes,
or leg ache.
Yes.
And you recommended ubiquinol.
Yes.
I tried that for a month.
Yes.
Found a small improvement.
Yes.
In the meantime, I've come across Arbivite.
Yes.
But I've not purchased or used it. I just wanted to know on a comparative thing.
Sure. No, they're two completely different things, Terry. Do you take any medications for cholesterol?
Yes, I do. Yes,
you do.
And that's where
the leg pain comes from. And what strength ubiquinol did you use? Do
you remember? It was the bigger one. I think it was 1,000.
Yeah, no, it would be 300 probably. It's about as high as you can go. That's all right. Now, normally, Terry, if that leg pain is associated with a statin, that 300 milligram of ubiquinol would have just taken it away completely. You can support that ubiquinol, please continue with it, by adding some magnesium, particularly before you go to bed at night. Now, in powder form or capsule form, it's up to you. The other product you mentioned is more for osteoarthritis. It's being advertised fairly heavily at the moment. I haven't had a lot of feedback about it, but it's a different thing. One is energy at cellular level, energy production at cellular level. The other is more for reducing inflammation. So they're a different thing. So be that as it is, I'd continue with the ubiquinol, Terry. And if you're not having any luck, please send me an email, houseofwellness.com.au, with all the medications you're taking, because it might be something else which is causing this.
There you go. And with ubiquinol, is that slightly different to CoQ10?
It's the ready-to-use form. We had a wonderful discussion with Dr. Walker last week, Dr. Ross Walker, the cardiologist, who explained that one's in a ready-to-use form, so the body gets into it straight away. The other needs to be converted, for want of a better word, inside your body.
Well, right. We do love it here on the House of Wellness, ubiquinol, don't we?
Well, we all take it. And it's just important. Look, it's not a magic pill that suddenly is going to make you feel like a 20-year-old when you're almost 50. Did I say the wrong thing?
Someone's having a birthday this week. A little dig at my upcoming big birthday. But Gerald did put me onto ubiquinol 10 years ago, and I'm a bit of a pin-up girl for that. I love it.
It just helps where you want. We all want to be energetic and vital, according to our age.
Yeah.
We just want to be able to maximise our energy levels, and this helps. Other things help as well. Perhaps not being on your phone so much helps your mental energy.
No,
so
there's I'm still a work in progress, Gerald.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. We all are.
Absolutely. Do keep your calls coming, 131-873. And when you're talking about energy, Gerald and Elise. Now, Elise, I know that you are extremely active, but the World Health Organization released new physical activity guidelines in recent weeks, and I was a bit alarmed because they're recommending double what they previously recommended. So they're wanting adults to get at least 150 minutes, 2.5 hours a week, moderate to vigorous physical activity, which I don't do, I must say. And unlike previous recommendations, they're saying that includes people living with chronic conditions or a disability, which previously they hadn't sort of highlighted. So that's a big shift, and I feel quite aware that I'm not doing enough.
And vigorous is interesting because that's really about to the point of puffing and being sweaty, isn't it?
Yeah, but does that frighten people away? Does that frighten people from being sensible? So I would think a better phrase is comfortable exercise. You exercise where you enjoy it.
Yes, that's better. I think the term vigorous would frighten some people off.
I see a lot of people vigorously exercising on the beach near where we live. I don't see many smiling and actually being happy.
Well, I will say that a friend of mine was diagnosed with bowel cancer a few years ago, and she was given very clear direction to exercise 3 times a week to the point of puffing. As a way of assisting in keeping the cancer at bay. So they really are connecting exercise with, you know, true health, aren't they?
They are. And that's changed, Joe, because years ago when you were being treated any sort of cancer therapy, you were told rest, take it easy, you know, let your body cope.
A good lie down if you're
stressed. And now we're saying exercise is fundamental. So I think that's fascinating as time goes by. We're prepared to change things and change recommendations.
Yes. Well, we'll be taking more of your calls next on The House of Wellness. Plus, we do love this time of year for the delicious festive foods, but what is it doing for our cholesterol levels? That's next on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Christian Dior Fahrenheit 100ml for $109.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. As we're all very excited to be going into the festive season, but it is a time when we worry about gaining weight. But a Danish study shows that we should also perhaps be worried about cholesterol. I know that you're a little cynical about this, Gerald. It says, with research showing large quantities of rich Christmas food can boost our cholesterol levels by up to 20% immediately following the holidays. We're not sure about this, so to get a few tips on how we can look after our cholesterol, we're joined by general practitioner Dr. Nick Carr. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How are things?
Well, we're well. Can you tell us, can our cholesterol levels really rise in such a short time frame based on cream and butter and all the beautiful food that we eat at Christmas time?
It sounds a bit terrifying, doesn't it, that a big Christmas lunch and the next day you go to the doctor and you're told you've got high cholesterol. It takes a little bit more than just one big meal, but I did a little experiment on myself to see whether it did this. I tried the other way around. My cholesterol normally a little bit high, around about 6. I spent 2 weeks on a very, very lean diet of fish and vegetables and brown rice, and guess what? After just 2 weeks, I got my cholesterol down from 6 to 4. So it can make a huge difference. Now, that was that was a horrible diet, I have to say. So not the sort of thing I'd be recommending for anyone. But I just wanted to see how much difference you could make. So there's no question that in a relatively short time, you can change your cholesterol. The question really is it worth it?
Well, was it worth it, Nick? That's the question I want to ask.
They sometimes said that a really healthy diet doesn't make you live longer, it just makes it seem longer. Because it's all so miserable. They used to say that about the low-salt diets for high blood pressure, that it was so horrible to get the benefit, it just wasn't worth it. I think there's a real balance here. There's no question that a healthier diet will reduce your cholesterol, it will help you reduce weight, and it will help you live longer. So to me, as with almost everything in medicine, it's about balance. Go for it. Have some fun over Christmas. Have your Christmas pudding. Have a little bit of extra dollop of cream. That's not going to kill you. What's going to do you harm is if you keep doing that week after week, month after month.
Nick, you and I have been around long enough to see all these reports from the goody-goody two-shoes that come out of this time of the year saying, don't be happy. Don't go near Christmas because it might do this or might do that. Having spent an hour on the phone yesterday enjoying the mouth-watering recipes from Denmark, how can we possibly compare a country where pork, sausage, bacon is like ice cream to a statement that says be careful in Australia because your cholesterol might go up a little bit if you dare have some duck fat on your potatoes? Does that make sense?
No, I'm completely with you here, Gerald. The best advice I reckon in terms of diet is we have to have fun, we have to enjoy things, we have to have treats. The danger is when the treats are what we have on a regular basis and the healthy stuff is what we keep for special occasions. It just needs to be the other way around.
Sure.
And let's not forget, Danish, home of the Danish.
Yes. Nick, just one, you mentioned there that magic figure of total cholesterol. Now, could you, how much, when people get told this total cholesterol figure, which puts a lot into panic mode, by the way, as you know, but what are the real ratios we need to talk about when we're assessing our cardiovascular risk? Because it's all about ratios, isn't it?
Yeah, fabulous, Gerald. So, and we should pull back a little bit because when we're talking about cholesterol, the reason we're doing it is exactly what you just said. It's about cardiovascular risk. And the huge things that we need to measure that are the things that we can have an influence on are whether or not we smoke, what our cholesterol is, blood pressure, and whether or not we have diabetes. Mm. Now, there are lots of other things that affect cardiovascular health, such as our age and gender and so on. Can't do much about those, unfortunately.
No.
But we can change the four I just mentioned. And with the cholesterol, we are really interested in the balance between good and bad cholesterol. Take mine, for example. I said my level was 6, which is a bit high, because we want it normally for people around about 5, 5.5 or below. But I have a high level of what's called the good cholesterol, HDL, and a lowish level of the bad cholesterol. So the ratio between the two becomes much more acceptable. So you're absolutely right. It's not about just about total. It's about the ratio of good and bad.
So we should, someone who's in the, sorry, Joe, someone who's gets thrown that figure needs to say, Doctor, with the greatest respect, could you explain to me the cardiovascular risk factors that really, where I sit in risk territory?
Yes, so we should always put in all the cardiovascular risk factors, not just cholesterol, and then we want to look at our ratios of good and bad cholesterol.
Great.
Because, for example, someone with a cholesterol of 5 might think I'm absolutely fine.
Mm.
If they've got a low level of HDL down at something like 0.8, and an LDL, the bad cholesterol, is up at 5, they're not in such good shape.
Sure.
And, Nick, we've just been talking about the World Health Organization recommendations for exercise. Exercise is important for cholesterol levels as well, isn't it?
Well, funny enough, every time I talk to a patient about almost any condition, exercise turns out to be one of the most important things we can do. And it's certainly important for cholesterol. Exercise does all sorts of things. It helps us lose weight, which is good for our cholesterol. But even if we don't lose weight, what exercise does is help shift the balance between good and bad cholesterol. It boosts our good cholesterol. And there are not too many ways we can boost our good cholesterol. We can do it by giving up smoking. We can do it by exercising. We can do it by changing our parents, because a lot of it is genetic.
Unfortunately, we can't do that bit.
Do you know, funny, the one thing which I shouldn't mention, but I'm going to, but let's hope nobody remembers this, is that alcohol actually pushes up your good cholesterol.
Ooh.
That's one of the paradoxes that we've seen, which is probably helps explain why some countries like France with high levels of cholesterol have not done so badly because they drink a lot of red wine, which pushes up the good cholesterol.
On that basis, Nick, I rest my case. Yes,
there you go.
I'm just going to quickly say I'm not recommending alcohol for raised cholesterol because the harms outweigh the benefit.
Fair enough. Well, thank you so much, Nick. We hope you have a beautiful festive season, you and your family.
I shall be enjoying in moderation. Thank you very much.
Isn't that great? It's nice to know about the little tipple, a little bit of eggnog Christmas Day is great. Shall we go to some callers now? We've got James on the line. James,
Hi, James.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're well, James. How can we help?
Look, Gerard, I just wanted to thank you. A couple of months ago, I called you in relation to having a bit of a bleed happening in my gastric tract, and you said to go and get some blood tests done. And as a result of that, I've ended up having to get a bone marrow test, and found that I've got a thing called unclassified MDS.
Yes. Yes.
Which obviously you know what that is. It's a form of blood cancer.
Yes, it is.
But would not have been picked up if I hadn't have gone and looked for it. But I've been speaking with a hematologist, and I was getting a little bit confused because there's so much stuff that's under classified as MDS.
Yes.
I'm just quite lost on it at the moment.
Let me reassure you with a couple of things, James. On what you've done, you've already found out that by asking questions gets you a solution. So don't get confused. The system loves to confuse. They love it. So what you've got to do is make a note. When you think of something that worries you, and you probably go to bed at night thinking, oh, goodness me, what about this, what about that, write down those questions, address them to either the hematologist or the GP or whoever, and be like a dog with a bone. Keep asking them until you get a question that makes sense to you, so you actually own this problem. Don't let it get on top of you. You'll live with it, and you'll live a long, happy life with it as long as you keep informed.
Thank you, James. Isn't that great, Gerald, when you help people like that? Our next call is Mitch. Good morning, Mitch.
Hello, Mitch.
Hi, mate. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
Mate, I'll tell you what, with the cholesterol, I'll be cholesterol-free for the rest of my life if it all it takes is red wine. I'm a young guy, right about to turn 30 and stuff, and I'm into sort of making sure my health is right and things like that. But I go to Chemist Warehouse, fantastic shop, but there's trillions of tablets I can take. Is there anything like you could recommend sort of like a top five thing for a young fellow that's going to continue on his health, some good supplements, like I'm into the probiotics and things. But is it like a key five that is just a good for bones, good for health, just in general, instead of me scratching my head every time I walk through the aisles?
Mitch, you start with a four-letter word called food. And you make sure that you eat the things that you know you should be eating. Now, if there are gaps in that, then you fill those gaps with some sort of supplement, which you should get advice from. So, look, in answer to your question, there's no magic pill. It's a matter of understanding where you sit health-wise, taking control of it, eating properly, sleeping properly, keeping stress under control, all those things that Nick mentioned before, minimizing your risk, and if necessary, consider a multivitamin. But if you get the food part right, you won't need anything. You know, we're all different, and it is an individualized thing, so don't be confused at the range of things that's available. That too is designed to confuse.
It's such a great question, though, Gerald, and particularly would you think about, well, maybe I'm a little bit over-exercising at the moment, mm-hmm. or maybe I'm a little bit run down, or yes. maybe I feel like there's a cold coming on, so mm-hmm. I should be going for the vitamin D. You mm-hmm. sort of have to be aware of what your body's telling
sure.
you.
Sure, and then you get a bit of advice and address those particular things. As you've had this morning, your solution was what, a Lemsip, an eggnog, and something else? So you
whiskey?
It's all, well, there now that's good for your cholesterol, I'm sure. So these things, and one of the things you do, which you are doing, is resting. So we underestimate sleep and rest and all those things.
All the best with that, Mitch, and we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Stress can impact our ability to concentrate and recall memory. Thankfully, Thompson's new Ashwagandha Complex Day can help. Ashwagandha is traditionally used in Western herb and medicine to help the body adapt to stress. In addition, the formula contains bacopa, traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to improve memory and cognition. Thompson's Ashwagandha Complex Day is $18.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Christian Dior Fahrenheit 100ml for $109.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. And Gerald, it's time for A to Z of Vitamins. And we have been talking exercise a bit this morning.
Yes.
But if we are exercising, we probably need to be aware of the kinds of ways our body needs to recover.
Well, you both are runners, Joe and Elise. And every time you run, you put shock. It's called impact shock through your ankles, your knees and your hips. So if you could imagine two fairly solid objects coming together as you're running, and that cushioning substance, which is cartilage, can just erode away. And you hear that phrase, bone on bone. Now, glucosamine helps regenerate and maintain cartilage levels. It's been around for a long time, as I said, and it is superb stuff as joint food, underrated, undervalued. It doesn't work tomorrow, but there's been studies showing it works within a month as effectively as a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. So it's good stuff. Glucosamine implies it's going to affect your blood sugar. It doesn't. So you don't need to worry there if you've got diabetes, but the exercise-enhancing qualities of glucosamine, so good for blood sugar, for cholesterol, as Dr. Nick said, all that, and just getting out in the fresh air.
What about, would that stop me groaning when I stand up? I now do that, which is a terrible thing.
Well, that's probably Tom that causes that. So, when you first get up in the morning, as you know, if you've been exercising heavily, you can feel a bit sore and stiff. And even if you get an infection, you can get joint pain. But once you get in the shower and you get going, then it all settles down.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Wagner, a new beginning.
Now we're going to some callers. First up, we have Annette. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Annette. How can we help?
Good morning, everyone. Gerard, I just wanted to have a little bit of advice. I've got a 22-year-old son who's fit as a fiddle and went away in January to join the army. And okay. Unfortunately, in his last exercise, he was bitten by a whitetail spider.
Yes.
Originally, they were treating it as a foot infection, but after a couple of days, they realised it was a whitetail spider. And yep. they've had to take a big chunk out of just behind his ankle. And spent 10 days in hospital and treating it like that. Now, he's thankfully got discharged in time to come home, and a bit emotional to have him home for the first time since January. But I've just with what sort of is happening within his body at the moment, someone suggested maybe to get him onto some probiotics for the antibiotics that he had, but also maybe some zinc, and is it vitamin C to try and help the repair? Because he's got quite a large area that needs to repair.
All good advice, Annette. The antibiotics he's had, and a couple of things there. For anyone listening that feels that they've got a sore which is not healing, have it checked out. It can be a bite, and these can be, as you found, awful. So, yes, a probiotic important to restore the balance in his microbiome, in his gut. Zinc, really important as well, and just a one-a-day capsule from the pharmacy, and about 500 to 1,000 milligram a couple of times a day is important, Annette, for collagen formation. So that helps the healing process as well. And we wish him well and get up and about as soon as we can.
Thank you so much, Annette. And thank you to all of our callers this morning. If you were unable to get through, make sure you go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab, because I know that Gerald, you're very diligent in answering all of those questions. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Christian Dior Fahrenheit 100ml for $109.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
It has been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. At least we're not going to see you for the rest of the year. Have a beautiful Christmas.
I will. So I'm going to take my glucosamine, go for a run on Boxing Day, and put down my phone.
Have a glass of red
Gerald.
Wine.
Gerald, lovely to see you. I'll see you for one more show next week.
Thank you, Jo. Stay well.
Make sure you check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you next week.